NUIG Mystics are the insuremyhouse.ie Division 1 National Cup champions, following an impressive 68 points to 35 victory this afternoon in the National Basketball Arena over Temple Oak. It took a minute and a half before Mystics got on the scoreboard, but Alison Blaney stole the ball and scored a nice layup, followed by a three-pointer to help Mystics to a 5-0 lead. Temple Oak managed to score two free throws before Mystics went on an 8-0 run, with Courtney Casera, Hazel Finn and Aoife Ryan with two baskets. Temple Oak responded with two further free throws, but they were to be the only 4 points they got in the entire quarter, as Mystics went on another 8-0 run to get a 21 points to 4 lead, with Anya McDonough scoring 3 points, Aoife Ryan and Karen McLean finishing the quarter with a 3-pointer. The second quarter saw Mystics extend their lead further, with Anya McDonough and Karen McLean extending the lead out to 25 points to 4 before Temple Oak responded through Akima Richards. Hazel Finn hit a nice basket and Courtney Casera hit a 3-pointer and before Temple Oak could score again, and then Hazel Finn hit two free throws. Midway through the second quarter, it got a little bit sloppy from NUIG Mystics and they called a timeout. Following that, they went on a 10-4 run with Karen McLean scoring a full court layup, Courtney Casera scoring a nice basket after Karen McLean assist, Aoife Ryan with a good drive and Hazel Finn scoring four free throws in the quarter. This saw NUIG Mystics leading 42 points to 14 at halftime and well in control of the game. Temple Oak came out in the second half and were much improved as they started to try and match the NUIG Mystics' intensity. They started the score with Akima Richards once again causing a little bit of difficulty before Hazel Finn's flawless performance from the free throw line as she responded with two free throws. Courtney Casera then did a full court layup and followed it up with a three-pointer, followed by a Sarah Mesler three-pointer to see Mystics extend their lead to 52 points to 18. Karen McLean had a nice left-hand drive, and although Temple Oak responded with a three-pointer through Lynn Tunna, Courtney Casera, Karen McLean, who added a free throw to her basket, and Sarah Mesler with a nice assist from Monia McDonough helped Mystic extend their lead to 60 points to 23. The third quarter ended with quite a slow pace, as the starting five for Mystics didn't see the court for the last 3.5 minutes, as they were able to play all their bench, who held the ball quite well. Mystics at the end of that quarter had scored another 20 points and were leading 60 points to 27. The last quarter ended up with Mystics just slowing the game down to ensure that Temple Oak didn't gain any momentum. In a very low scoring last quarter, Mystics only managed to score 6 points, but that didn't matter, although Maeve O'Brien will be happy with her 3-pointer from the corner as well as her free throw. In truth, NUIG Mystics simply had too much firepower for Griffith College Temple Oak to deal with. NUIG Mystics' intensity on defence, full court pressure and much improved outside shooting from their semi-final performance saw them to an easy 68 points to 35 victory, a victory they thoroughly deserved, and the MVP award going to their American Courtney Casera. Coach Paul O'Brien and assistant coach Kyle Walsh, along with manager Maura O'Malley Hart, will be very happy with how the girls played, and their attention will now turn to the Division 1 to ensure that they manage to get promoted to the Women's Super League for next season.